It's the emergency break of the week.
You do wear panties.
Do not.
Yes. What are you wearing right now?
Panties.
Here we go.
Mike.
He's standing up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
Here goes the shirt up. Here goes the zipper down. And there's the
more technical meltdown.
Dude, your sack's hanging out the bottom.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Pulls his pants down, and there is a testicle.
You wanted to see?
Ah, yes, the emergency brake of the week brought to us by
Classic BMW.
Classic BMW. Thank you, Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. And I would say we have a star-studded field this week, led off by Junior Miller from The Morning Show.
Now, what is this?
Well, you know, the emergency break of the week clock goes Friday through Friday. So you can be eligible for something that happened last week. And sure enough, last Friday, we were talking about all the bike companies in town. There is one that is a Chinese bike company. And Junior had a really interesting way to describe them.
Bike share news, which I know you always follow this.
Oh, yes.
The Chinese bike share operator, OFO.
They're the yellow ones.
Bikes.
I don't know if that is appropriate.
The bikes are yellow.
Okay.
The OFO bikes are yellow.
Okay.
Wow.
Miss Go All Beatles.
Anyway,
I like how Bill Parcells tried to come to your defense there really quickly.
Yeah. To clarify, the OFO bikes that you may or may not have seen around Dallas were painted yellow.
Right. Okay.
They were the ones that were painted yellow. There are some that are painted green. There are some that are painted orange. There are some that are gray. The OFO bikes are painted yellow.
Just like the original emergency break of the week when I said Corella Duvel. You said it was such passion. They are the yellow ones. Let's hear it one more time.
Bike share news, which I know you always follow this.
Oh, yes.
The Chinese bike share operator, OFO.
They're the yellow ones.
I don't know if that is appropriate.
The bikes are yellow.
Okay.
The OFO bikes are yellow.
Okay.
Wow.
Miss Go All Beatles.
Anyway,
you're such a shock jock.
He is.
Do you remember that song that we were all taught in grade school?
What?
Jesus loves the little children of the world.
We're up to that.
Red, yellow, black, and white.
They are precious.
Precious in his sight.
Jesus loves little children in the world.
Fight, fight, fight.
No.
No.
No fighting in it.
No.
But it's just...
Wasn't that a little...
Yeah.
We've updated it.
we've grown a lot since then. And, I was thinking that at least Jared didn't play We All Live in a Yellow Submarine right afterwards.
All right, there's Junior, gotcha, candidate bullet. Number one. Candidate number two from the hard line, Corby Davidson. Trying to think of the actor by the name of Joaquin Phoenix.
So it appears that Joaquin Felix.
Felix?
Did I say Felix?
You were thinking of Mike's bands. The Ambrosia Felix.
Just for the record, we didn't play any Ambrosia.
But you have.
Yeah, I have.
But with who?
Pisces.
That's right.
So anyway, Joaquin Phoenix is going to star in the new Joker origin movie.
Love Corby's reaction to his own mistake. He starts giggling. And he is candidate number two from the Hardline, one Corby Davidson. And from The Morning Show, another candidate, Gordon Keith.
Mm. I know him.
While you were out of town, Jake was filling in for you. We were talking about hazing incidents. And this, talk about a shock jock. This is what a shock jock sounds like.
So now you're supposed to haze other guys by doing to them what they try to convince people to do for their own benefit.
Play it
to
with
them.
It.
So
it's confusing.
All right, I'm just warning you, Jake, on your way to your car after the show, I'm thinking about hazing you, man.
You better not.
I'm thinking about hazing you.
You better not.
I've seen your underwear.
And after, and after I finish, or you do, I'm going to say, see there? That'll teach you.
You've been hazed.
You've been officially hazed.
Welcome to the ticket.
You've been hazed and I've been glazed. Or,
we're talking about
it's a beautiful day for baseball.
Yeah, so it was the story of Rougned Odor's brother, Rougned Odor.
Yes, both name.
Pinning a guy down and performing a hand act on him as a hazing ritual.
In the minor leagues, or?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the context of that story that we're referencing, which is kind of key that you know.
Yeah, I was
what we were talking about.
Okay.
Because then that explains what the e-break is about.
That's shocking.
It is.
Yeah.
Shocking to a lot that goes on.
So he admitted to that in the minors?
Yes.
And that's like a thing that they do?
It was at their Dominican camp.
Yeah, I think this is down, in the Dominican Republic where this happened.
How's that hazing?
That's what Gordon wanted to know.
Yeah, and why have I been inviting people to haze me all these years?
How is that hazing, and how can I get in on that?
I don't know. And they say there's video of it.
Mm. I'm sorry?
I mean, I don't think publicly there's video of it, but there was a video of it.
Wow.
That they was part of the investigation. And they said that the victim was also laughing as this was going on.
Wow. What a shocking story.
He was laying like on a training table. Is that right, Sean? I know that you've studied this case.
I believe so.
Yeah, so he's laying on a training table and they're upward milking.
Okay.
And when I came back from my trip, I asked you guys if I missed anything big.
This was like a year ago.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, this wasn't a new story.
Oh.
It just somehow...
Well, how did it come up?
Because we're talking about hazing.
I guess they touched it. Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. We're talking about hazing.
Hazing, yeah. All right, so those are your three candidates. Junior, Corby, or Gordo. Vote responsibly at 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, more and more.
Nope. Don't start us off that way. Hi, you're on the ticket.
What? Are you on the phone, ma'am? We lose her?
No, we lost her. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-break?
I'd like to responsibly vote for Junior. Billy Kong ever called me an N-word Miller?
Wow. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket. Oh, man. Come on, people. Let's get ready to go here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Triple fake, triple gay, triple black cowboy computer with my vote for this week's emergency break. My vote is as follows, and I quote, vaginal slice born.
No.
That's
got a good bit going there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Give me my hero, Powerball Miller.
Okay. All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Good morning, boys. I'd like to join George in an effort to get rid of all the riffraff on this segment by placing a clean, responsible, American Dallas Cowboys training camp vote for Junior Miller.
There we go. That's how you vote right there. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
this is Craig Miller. It's in my DNA to be prissy.
It's my what? It's in your DNA to be prissy? Oh. What the heck? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
You know, I've been hazed by a lot of Waffle House waitresses in my time.
Have you?
So I'm going to vote for number one.
Number one's Junior.
Okay.
Then we have ourselves a winner. Okay. It was just kind of weird that he was talking about the Gordon one, but he voted for Junior. And ladies and gentlemen, Junior has won the emergency break of the week.
Bike share news, which I know you always follow this.
Oh, yes.
The Chinese bike share operator, OFO.
They're the yellow ones.
I don't know if that is appropriate.
The bikes are yellow.
Okay.
The OFO bikes are yellow.
Okay.
Wow.
Miss Go All Beatles.
Anyway,
how many wins is that for Junior Miller?
That is his 48th win. He's 49 behind Norman Spongebath Hitchkiss.
So I could catch him within the year.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, it'd take a heck of a year, but you could.